This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon's announced that at least 1,000 U.S. troops are being sent to the Middle East to counter any action taken by Iran. The Pentagon chief says they'll be there for defensive purposes. Meanwhile, Iran's announced plans to break the internationally agreed-upon limit on its low-enriched uranium stockpiles by the end of next week. Former Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the situation was predictable.
The problem is, this is what we always said, is you either have a nuclear deal like the one we negotiated in place, or you're stuck in a position where Iran is once again escalating its nuclear program, and we have to make the choice of whether or not to use military action.
Rhodes was speaking on MSNBC. The crowds are already forming in Orlando, Florida, in advance of tonight's rally for the formal launch of President Trump's 2020 campaign. He won Florida in 2016, and this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I want to.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle. It's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the U.S. Senate will soon give final passage to the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. That after comedian Jon Stewart urged a committee on the House side of Congress last week to get moving on it.
I don't know why he's all been out of shape, but we will take care of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
After McConnell spoke there on Fox News earlier yesterday, Stewart brought the issue up on last night's edition of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS.
You love the 9/11 community when they serve your political purposes. But when they're in urgent need, you slow walk, you dither, you use it as a political pawn.
A gunman is dead after an exchange of gunfire with Dallas police at the Earl Cavell Federal Building in Dallas yesterday. FBI agents say they don't believe the man Brian Clyde was working with anyone when he opened fire on the building, nor do they know what his motive was. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The family at the center of the viral confrontation with Phoenix police late last month says they don't accept apologies from the mayor and the chief of police. The Reverend Jarrett Maupton, the spokesperson for Drayvon Ames and his pregnant fiancée, say activists and celebrities from around the nation have wrapped their arms around the couple. Cell phone video showing officers pointing guns and yelling threats laced with profanity at Ames and his fiancée, as well as their two young daughters. After the family said that their daughter did take a doll from a family dollar store, Ames says it hurts that the officers involved still have their jobs. Police in Toronto investigating a shooting near a victory rally for the Toronto Raptors yesterday. Police say they identified four victims related to the shooting, none of them with life-threatening injuries. Three people were arrested and police recovered two guns. The shooting brought the rally and parade to a brief halt. Investigators are still asking the public for any photos or videos from that area at the time of the shooting. And Facebook is set to reveal details today about its new cryptocurrency project named Libra. The new currency already has support from companies like Visa and PayPal. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com, a newly redesigned website, by the way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. For more information, just a reminder on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, we always love to hear from you. You can email me, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Greg Wrightstone joins us now, the geologist, climate contrarian, as we say, author of Inconvenient Truth. He says the Pope is backing carbon tax to stem global warming. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Gregory, welcome always to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me back on. Love being home with you.
Well, the Pope has been chiming in for quite a while, but, you know, I guess it was time to circle back and let everybody know that his idea is, time to back carbon tax.
Yeah, he just met last week with CEOs of major oil companies, including ExxonMobil, Occidental, and others, and in order to get them to back carbon pricing, is what he called it. Well, this is basically a carbon tax, cap and trade, whatever you're going to use to do that, what that's going to do. The object here, and his object, is to drive up the price of fossil fuels and put them out of business. The object here is to get rid of fossil fuels and go to renewables. But the Pope says he needs to do it to help the impoverished, the poor, those at risk on islands that will be inundated by rising seas. And, it's kind of funny. It's not funny. It's sad, actually, that these oil company executives are there trying to negotiate their own demise. It's they're arguing over the length of the rope to be used
to hang themselves.
To provide. They're arguing. They're not arguing whether or not to provide the rope. They're just trying to decide how long that rope should be. So to negotiate the end of their own companies, and it's like the Cattlemen's Association sitting down to negotiate with PETA.
Right.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And what we found is, though, that fossil fuels have powered the earth and have provided increased lifestyle changes and better conditions. We're seeing our water, our air are cleaner today than they have been really since they started measuring any pollution.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's arguing is actually a regressive taxation system, and by that I mean a regressive taxation means that it hurts the poorest the most.
Mm.
A progressive, I'm sure you know, would affect the wealthiest the most.
Exactly.
That's why they like the progressive higher taxation. This actually would impose its greatest penalties on the poor, because the poor, who we should care about the most, pay the highest percentage of their income for energy of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So what this is going to do, it affects the poor negatively. In opposition to what the Pope is trying to do, it's misguided, his policies.
Yeah.
I think he cares. I know he does. Yeah. He's looking out, but there's so much about climate change that he thinks he knows that just isn't so. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot that about climate change, my inconvenient facts, that he doesn't know. And he needs to get educated on some of these things. For example, getting rid of fossil fuels. There are an estimated 4 billion people that are living in energy poverty. 1.6 million people per year die in early death because of lung-related causes from inhaling smoke that they use because they're burning dung or wood or other products in their homes to cook over. Mm-hmm. And it's estimated that 1.6 million people die in early death due to emphysema, lung cancer, and other things because of that. Well, those nearly 2 million deaths could be averted if they could go over to the fossil fuels like natural gas or propane that the Pope wants to get rid of. The
exactly.
Pope wants to get rid of something that will actually save lots of lives and would, you know, give a much higher quality of life to his the people he professes to care about.
Right. So, Greg, is this so much like everybody else where it's, you know, right observation, wrong conclusion?
It is. You know, the media, this whole discussion on climate change, I was going to say debate, but there should be a big debate, but they stifle me. I've seen it personally many times, shutting me down from trying to give the facts. And I provide a science and fact-based argument as to why man-made catastrophic warming is not occurring.
Mm-hmm.
What they want to do is present this case of that the warming, the temperatures today are unusual and unprecedented. And if we look at the big picture, as I do as a geologist, looking back through the long span of time since the end of the last ice age, almost 10,000 years ago, we see that many other warming periods that were much warmer than we are today. The last three all were significantly warmer than today. In fact, the last one, for the Roman warm period, for crying out loud, the Romans were growing citrus in England as far north as Hadrian's Wall. Citrus in England. I mean, think about that. They were growing millet, which is a type of grain. Today it's only found in tropical or subtropical areas. They were growing millet in Scandinavia. And that just gives you kind of a good idea of how warm it was at that time compared to what we are now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it would seem that a lot about this, you know, supposed debate, and I agree with you. I mean, it's as if anybody who has a contrarian view is invalidated and you're not allowed to have the conversation. But yet what is been, you know, pounded in the heads of so many people, thank you very much, the mainstream media, and you can hand it to the left. I mean, they've been very effective in negating any kind of debate or any contrarian viewpoint to this. I mean, let's not let the facts get in the way. I mean, to the point that you've got even the former president, you know, pronouncing to everyone that it is a fact. Well, it's not even a scientific term. But this is the same president that kept on saying, you know, referring to a corpsman. And, you know, so, hey, look, we all make mistakes. But still, it's like, you know, check this out. I mean, get the facts. I mean, if you're such an ideologue about this stuff, then you're really, you know, you're quite dangerous to the conversation, because we need to talk this out in such a way. And what I'm concerned about here, Gregory, is that, you know, the people are getting pounded so much by this propaganda and bad information that it's going to result in some bad decisions.
Yeah, it is. And this just all played out for me personally over the last week or so. I had someone in the area that I live in, I'm outside of Pittsburgh, north of Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
Said they were trying to find the book at our local library, and the library didn't have any. So I went over and I dropped off a couple of books to the library. They notified me, said, we're not, no thank you. Here's a best-selling author. Within the last 60 days, the book has reached as high as number 10 on Amazon bestseller list. We were number one bestseller in five categories on Amazon. This is just within the last 60 days. This is so. How many best-selling book authors that live 2 miles from the library?
Right, exactly. Well, that's because a prophet in his own land is without honor, right?
Maybe silence me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're silencing you and the voices of other reasonable citizens who are saying, look, I want to be aware of this, but I want to be smart about it, too. I don't want to feel like I'm drinking grape juice and following, you know, this line of people that are going to decimate the poor. And just like with what happened with Al Gore, you know, you've got these inconvenient facts that stand against his really, you know, not so solid evidence, that's for sure. Our conversation with Gregory Wrightstone continues. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part, you're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty! We are free of that!
Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like to hear from us, and a little contrarian, why not, which matches up perfectly with our guest Gregory Wrightstone, the author of Inconvenient Truth, and also now good news, the app available for Apple as well, huh?
It is, and it's inconvenient facts. If your listeners are looking for the app, they can go to the App Store, or if they have an Android, the Google Play Store, and just search for Inconvenient Facts.
Yes.
It is awesome, powerful. It puts the information that we're talking about in the palm of your hand, so you can have a meaningful and educated discussion as you're talking with people.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if your idiot nephew Billy tells you polar bears are going extinct, you can go, wait a minute, Billy, here's fact number 52.
Right.
60 years of population of polar bears showing that they've been increasing for 60 years. And each one of these is sourced. You can click on source to see what the source of that date is. You can learn more. You can read. You can go and get a text description of what's going on with polar bear population. Each one of these facts are listed. It's real. I use.
Oh, it's
a lot.
This is powerful. I mean, you talk about having all the evidence in the palm of your hand.
Did you just download?
I just downloaded the app because before, remember, I was on an iPhone. So
yeah.
and Apple said, hey, we're not gonna allow for the software, and they canceled the app. But I was glad to hear that it is back because I was getting ready to get rid of my iPhone and go to Android over this because this is censorship is what this amounts to, and this is what's been going on, right?
It is. It is. And we've got we've added some things, too, to the app. If you go to the intro page there, the landing page for this,
yes.
Go to the table of contents, you can click on the Magic Simulator. And what that does is it's pretty cool, actually. It tells you can select how much of CO2 reductions. You can change it from 0% to 100%. Mm-hmm. How much warming would be averted? And if we just select United States, for example, and we wanted to reduce 100% of our CO2 emissions,
mm-hmm.
it would lead to a 300ths of a degree Fahrenheit cooling effect, or not cooling effect, but of warming that would be averted
mm-hmm.
by the United States completely reducing its CO2 emissions. 300ths of a degree. Is that worth it?
Well, exactly, and you look at this, then you hear AOC and the new Green Deal, and Bernie Sanders and all this stuff going on, and all this hype and circumstance, and the destruction of the world by 2035. How does that number reconcile?
It doesn't, and this is a big. And I've just recently done it for, and I'm calling for Pennsylvania, and I did it for and testified to both the Pennsylvania House and Senate over. Our new climate action plan by our left-wing Marxist governor, Tom Wolf, here. And I've prepared the same thing for where I did. I went back and I said, okay, Pennsylvania reduced its emissions by 100%. What would that mean? It would be 0.006 of a degree by 2100.
Mm-hmm.
Is that worth? How many jobs lost is that worth?
Yeah. How many poor people have you just killed in the process?
Right. And so I've got a spreadsheet that I'm going to be launching on my website. So each state, I've figured it out for each state.
Okay. Oh,
just incredible. So you can go, I'm living in Idaho. Well, what if Idaho reduced all of its CO2? What would that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're talking about, again, 0.002 of a degree of warming that would be averted if we did that.
You see, this is part of my point, Greg, on this whole deal, is that, where do you just look at this in a reasonable sort of way? Doesn't reason give you a certain amount of information? I mean, we're having to get deep into the science here, and some may say into the weeds. But, for those that, want to hear science, it's okay, you want to go, we'll go deep into science, and here's the facts. But reason would tell you that if this was as big a threat as AOC and the other, climate warmongers would want you to believe, there would be some really dramatic indications. They claim the wildfires and some of the natural disasters that have occurred are all because, if you can blame it on climate change, then, it fits their agenda. But there really isn't a reasonable
consideration and conclusion to draw from, you know, these wildfires and the flooding that's been taking place, is there?
Well, in particular, we see that wildfires and forest fires have been actually in a significant long-term decline. And the experts say that's attributable to climate change. In other words, and the increase in temperature, and we've had some increase in temperature, a degree and a half or so over the last 100 or so years, warming temperature and warming oceans means that more water is evaporated and goes into the atmosphere, and it should, in theory, lead to increased precipitation, which is just a predicted consequence of a warming planet. And what we've seen from that is that we've seen a greening of the earth due to this slight increase in precipitation in things like the Southern Sahara, dry parts of China, arid parts of India and Australia.
Isn't greening a good thing?
Yeah. NASA, according to NASA, up to 50% of the earth is greening, or in other words, vegetation is increasing. Mm-hmm. Less than 4% of the earth is declining in vegetation, what they call browning. If you don't believe me, just Google, your listener, if they're in front of a computer, they could Google NASA and greening to find out what NASA tells you about this. It's stunning. The prospering earth, the thriving earth, the earth's ecosystems are seeing tremendous beneficial effects from both the combination of warming and increased CO2 fertilization. In other words, the more CO2 there is, the faster and larger plants grow, and that's a good thing.
And we breathe, and that's what we need for oxygen, right? For humanoids, right, to keep us going?
Right, right.
That's still the same? I mean, I just want to make sure all those things that we learned in school back then, that's still valid, right?
Yeah, because plants, a little science, real quick crash course on photosynthesis, plants suck moisture out of the soil through their root systems, and they bring in CO2 through the pores. Those pores are called stomata. They bring it in. Through photosynthesis, they create what's called glucose, or it's the building block of the plants, and then they exhale, if you will, transpire oxygen. And so this is, that's a great, it's the engine that runs and that makes the earth livable for us.
Right.
And so the more CO2, the faster and better the plants grow. And the other key thing here, when we talk about fires, is that plants need less water with more CO2. And that's because they're not breathing in or and out, transpiring as much. And that's where the big water loss occurs in plants, is in that process of transpiration. In other words, they're exhaling oxygen along with water vapor. And because of that, they see increase in carbon dioxide means they don't use as much water or need as much water. And that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A really good thing.
Well, Greg, as we said, you know, the whole censorship deal continues. I mean, you ran into it locally. Here it is. You've got a best-selling book. You're a best-selling author. Inconvenient Facts. Local library doesn't have your book. You take them a couple of copies, you know, to make sure, because you had gotten the heads up that somebody was looking for your book. They said, they don't carry your book here. They got shelves of all kinds of other books on climate change and everything. But interestingly, it's all to promote one side of the argument, right?
It is. I dropped those couple books off of the my local library, my own library. So they've got a best-selling author, and they're back right up 2 miles from the library, and they rejected my book. They said that we value diversity of thought, we value diversity of opinions, but we don't want your book on our shelves. And they shipped them back to me. Our local Pittsburgh Post-Gazette had an article just on, I believe, Wednesday about this. And it was actually fair and balanced. The library ended up, the librarians there just lied about what went on and what happened with the book. According to them, it didn't meet their standards. They said it appeared to be not professionally edited. We'll tell that to my editors.
Yeah, all five of them, right?
All five editors.
Yeah, exactly. Gregory Wrightstone, geologist with more than 35 years of experience researching, studying varying aspects of the Earth's processes, and author of the book Inconvenient Facts. Make sure you download that app by the same name. Greg, as always, appreciate it. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon's announced that at least 1,000 U.S. troops are being sent to the Middle East to counter any action taken by Iran. The Pentagon chief says they'll be there for defensive purposes. Meanwhile, Iran's announced plans to break the internationally agreed-upon limit on its low-enriched uranium stockpiles by the end of next week. Former Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the situation was predictable.
The problem is, this is what we always said, is you either have a nuclear deal like the one we negotiated in place, or you're stuck in a position where Iran is once again escalating its nuclear program, and we have to make the choice of whether or not to use military action.
Rhodes was speaking on MSNBC. The crowds are already forming in Orlando, Florida, in advance of tonight's rally for the formal launch of President Trump's 2020 campaign. He won Florida in 2016, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I don't know if you heard this, but Hollywood celebs aren't the only people upset about recent state efforts to limit abortion. Did you hear about this one? A number of business executives are too. CNN.com boosted their complaints and claims that restricting abortion was bad for business. Hey, I guess killing people is bad for business. I mean, because if you kill people, then you're not going to have anybody participating in your business, right? Well, maybe that's not exactly what they meant. Julia Seymour is with us, assisting managing editor for MRC Business, where she analyzes and exposes media bias on a range of economic business issues. Julia, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. It's always good to be with you. I'm doing well, thanks.
Okay, straighten out this pretzel logic here. You know, you get all these business execs together, and they say abortion is bad for business, but not for the reasons that you would think, right?
Right. Not having abortions are bad for business. Restricting abortion is bad for business, in their view. This was a letter signed by more than 180 business leaders. It appeared as a full-page ad in the New York Times. You know, I wonder if 180 pro-life business leaders had gotten together and done a letter, if they could have gotten it in the New York Times, or if the paper would have refused it.
Right.
But, you know, I just find it very strange for businesses to be speaking out on an issue like this, simply because it seems to me there would be a huge downside. You know, there are a lot of people who think that, who are pro-life and see this as a terrible, terrible thing. Yeah. And maybe as a business person, you wouldn't want to upset them.
Well, yeah, why do you want to limit your universe? I mean, it's even like I just got a tweet here, a notice here that Starbucks is going to pay for transgender operations for their employees. And the rest of the employees are going, could we have done something better with that money? Possibly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, you know, but they're entering into things. You're exactly right. That you think in terms of business. I mean, I came from a business world, Julia, that said you want to accentuate the positives and eliminate the negatives. And you want to go to the biggest universe that you can possibly go to. But it seems these days that it's an us against them kind of attitude, whether it has to do with sports or any aspect of business. And you sit there and go, why would you? I mean, even in part, you know, I think of Donald Trump. Here's Donald Trump. He's got an international company, and he becomes president of the United States. Bless his heart for, you know, putting it. I mean, basically, he almost devalued his enterprise by 50% because all of a sudden it raised the ire, let's just say for round numbers, of 50% of the country that hate Donald Trump and anything red.
That's true. Yeah. No, it is really interesting. And, you know, I mean, I do think that a lot of these companies are being pushed from the left outside and in, and that's why they then tend to come out and be like, okay, well, we're saying this thing. In some cases, their leaders are liberals, and so in this case, they have a problem with these abortion restrictions. But yeah, I don't get it from a business perspective, because to embrace something polarizing, to anger people who might have been your customers, just doesn't make sense to me. But going back to the media point here, there's a total double standard on the part of the media. You know, CNN promoted this story because it fit their agenda. Right. They agree with it. They're angry, too, that there are states trying to limit how early or you know, trying to limit the availability of abortion in this country. They can't stand it, just like Hollywood can't stand it. They don't talk about business leaders when they stand up for something good, or if they do talk about it, they get attacked. Look at Dan Cathy.
Right.
Chick-fil-A.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, even when it's a personal opinion, if it is a conservative personal opinion, and a religious opinion in the case of Dan Cathy,
yes,
you're excoriated.
Right. Or even if it's an opinion based on experience. See, the thing I'm observing here, Julia, that many are overlooking here is who is leading the charge on abortion restrictions, if not absolute abolition of abortion? It is women who have experienced abortion, who bought into the lie of Roe v. Wade, that it was safe, legal, and rare. And they're finding out it's neither one of those three. And many of them are still walking around with the guilt and shame, dare I say, of having an abortion. And the mental anxiety damage, you know, implications of suicide as well. These are, you know, some anecdotal information. There's some empirical evidence to this that would lead you to believe this. But, you know, and I'm looking at who's at the front of the line. It's not white, angry men. It is the women who have been devastated by this big lie. They're the ones that are pushing on this because they don't want their fellow sisters, their women, the future generations of women to be compromised by this erroneous and and terrible, pernicious, in essence, a law that was created by the Supreme Court that should have never been generated by the Supreme Court, because it's not and never will be or should be the Supreme Court's job to create law. That is up to the legislators, not the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and there's young, you know, you look at the March for Life and you see young people, you see, you know, there's so many young faces too.
Right.
Children who grew up without, you know, many counterparts of their generation that would have been there if not for abortion.
Exactly. I mean, because you think, you know, here it is, all these years, I mean, we're talking, you know, people in their 50s, we're talking an entire labor force generation that is lost. And what are we lacking in today's America right now? Oh, that's right, labor. Well, you just killed your labor force, and you're complaining that you don't have labor, and some people's answer is, then we just need to allow illegal immigrants to come in the country. I mean, this thing is just, you know, running out of control, but we are reaping what we have sown. And but getting back to the main issue here, and that's what I think that is really important that people need to understand on this whole narrative is that I believe whether it's CNN and these others, they're backing the wrong proposition because if, in today's analysis of political force, is the women of today as a demographic, wow, they're throwing them under the bus big time.
And they always do it in the name of women. You know, they claim that they're doing this to stand up for women. Mm-hmm. And that somehow taking away abortion access limits the equality of women. Which is just, it's just mind-boggling. It's twisted logic, in my view.
Well, and to me, what confounds me is this whole reproductive right deal. Well, where did reproductive rights lie on one person? I mean, the last time I checked, humanity reproduces with two parties involved, not one party. So if you're saying a reproductive right, where's the man's reproductive right? Where is the child as a result
of reproduction? And where is the child's right to life?
I mean, exactly.
I mean, we are very scientifically advanced. We know people can delude themselves that it's not a child, but it is so obvious. We know this. Mm-hmm. It has a heartbeat. We know, you know, it even looks like a tiny, tiny, tiny little baby so soon. It is, you have to jump through so many hoops to believe it's not a child.
Right.
And it's just heartbreaking to see because, you know, I mean, I have, my heart goes out to the people who have had abortions and who have.
And there's no condemnation here. Do not, if you're hearing, there is not.
Exactly.
Hopefully what you're hearing is
political agenda,
compassion.
And
exactly.
It's what the media promote.
Right, exactly. And these businesses, as you say, that endorse this letter, you got CEOs from more than 180 companies, including Yelp, H&M, Twitter's Jack Dorsey. And this is, you know, and this is following entertainment companies like Netflix, Disney, and Warner Media. You know, threatening to stop producing movies and TV shows in Georgia's heartbeat law when, you know, if its heartbeat law takes effect. Obviously a nerve is being hit here, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Julia, keep up the great work. I appreciate all the work that you're doing there. We just got to keep them honest and let the people know that clearly there's another side here. But I'm like you. I mean, when it comes to business, I sit there and go, why are you shooting yourself in the foot? You want to stay out of the fray of this deal. It will work itself out. And the thing is that I'm pleased to see that women are stepping forward and guys that are supporting this too, because they're waking up to their responsibility as well. Julia Seymour, Assistant Managing Editor for MRC Business. Thank you, Julia. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Natural disaster season is upon us. June brings the start of hurricane season, and severe storms this spring have already been unusually intense, with over 500 reports of tornadoes. Even if you don't think you're in an area prone to a threat, it's important to be prepared for extreme weather that could strike at any time. Meteorologist Bonnie Schneider shares tips to help you prepare for Mother Nature's worst.
Get together your basic disaster supplies, including a 3-day supply of non-perishable food and water, photocopies of your credit cards and ID, first aid kit, flashlight, a radio and batteries. It's important to make sure your insurance is up to date and that you are properly protected. Esurance helps simplify insurance with Coverage Counselor, an online tool that helps you better understand and select coverages that may be right for you. It's just another way Esurance is making insurance surprisingly painless.
Esurance is not available in all states. For more information, visit www.esurance.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, that's the power of freedom, huh? Once you've lived with it, you just don't want to give it up. And I'll tell you, this is what we're fighting for, ladies and gentlemen, in 21st century America. We have got to get this country back on track and get it to where it's on a solid constitutional footing. There is no doubt with the move of socialism and the likes and pressures of, the young people, I believe, who have been propagandized to think that, liberty is cheap, it's inconsequential, that somehow socialism is the answer. Look, I think there's some good observations there, and there's some conversation to have there. But to abandon the core principles of liberty is extremely dangerous right now. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. It is time for the Good News Girl, her weekly report on viral videos, to allow us some time to decompress, because it's easy to get wound up, whether we're talking about climate change. The president is in Orlando. I'm in Florida, but he's on the other side. Well, he's in mid-state in Orlando. Getting ready along with, thousands upon thousands of people that are showing up many, many hours early to be there, Sam, to see the president kick off his 2020 campaign.
Well, I think that's pretty exciting. I wish I was down in Florida for that, too.
Well, it is. I got to tell you, watching the people, there's lots of red hats there. And at least, the good thing is that they know that they can wear their red hats and not be attacked, because it's just gotten to be so weird. You can't go in. I had a friend that was at she was just there at a bar having a drink, and she had her Make America Great hat on, no harm, no foul, sitting there with a friend, and the gal thought that she deserved a drink, and she poured it on her just because she was wearing a red hat. I mean, hey, lighten up a little bit here. This is America. We're all on the same team, right?
Yeah, well, we should be, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Speaking of which, let's remember, you've got a great story here to lead off. A D-Day veteran reunites with a lost love after 75 years apart. Are you kidding me?
Can you imagine? I really think this must be a record for, reuniting with a lost love after a certain amount of time. Wow. K.T. Robbins, he was 24 years old when he was stationed in Bray, France, and mm-hmm. he met Janine Ganay, who was 18 at the time. And he had met her when he was just unloading some cans of lard, and her and a couple of children came up and asked if they could have the leftovers, and he was like, sure.
And for the next 3 months, he got to know Janine and her family. Well, you know, things happened and he got deployed and he had planned to come back, but life got in the way and, you know, he ended up going back home after the war and, you know, he went to Ole Miss and he married his wife. They were married for 70 years, but he never forgot her.
Wow.
And recently, another organization found out about this and, you know, it was the 75th anniversary of D-Day, you know,
mm-hmm.
recently.
Right.
And so whenever some reporters found out about this, they were like, you know what, we need to, So Katie still had her picture after all these years. You know, he had always carried her in his heart. He loved his wife.
Oh,
he had
wow.
a great life.
Yeah.
He always had this picture. So it turned out Janine had only been about 40 miles away from where they had spent all that time together years ago. So whenever he went to France, he was able to reunite with her. And he actually invited her and her children to come back and visit him in mm-hmm. the United States, which I think is really cool.
Uh-huh.
She had never forgotten him either. She had gone on and gotten married, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they just carry this torch in their heart for all these years. And I just think, wow, what a romantic story. I just can't believe, you know, I'm sure they never thought they'd see each other again. And for both of them to, for him to not only remember her, but for her to
in the twilight of their lives to meet
right.
up again. That's amazing. So I take it she's a widow as well?
That's right. And
yeah.
she's living in a rest home in France. And, mm. you know, it's just an amazing story. I couldn't believe it when I thought I had to check
yes,
the years
exactly.
multiple times. I was like, did it say 75 years? It's been 75 years.
Wow. Wow.
So,
it just goes
yeah.
to show you the power of love. It never dies, you know. I know you may
right.
think so in some divorce courts, but it still lives, actually, you know. So, but that's a whole other story. And another segment to be done, not this one. Let's talk about this 9-year-old boy who uses his allowance to pay off a lunch debt for an entire third grade class. Wow.
Right. So Ryan Kirkpatrick, he's a little boy in California. He goes to West Park Elementary School in Napa. And, you know, he had overheard his mom talking about there were children in his class that weren't able to afford to pay for their lunches. And fortunately, in that school district, even if the children have a negative balance, they will get a hot lunch. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was about $75 total that his class owed for lunch. And, you know, depending on their income level, it could cost between 30 cents and about $3.30 per meal.
Mm-hmm.
But he decided to take his birthday money and to pay it off. And I think that everybody kind of hopes that their children will have hearts like that. You know, most of us
exactly.
want our children to grow up and have that. And I think that those students not having to worry about that negative balance hanging over their head, you know, because that could be very embarrassing, something like
well,
that.
Well, of course it can.
That's
sure, absolutely.
Fault of their own.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this
right.
kid will probably, he'll probably go up end up paying for everybody's graduation from college too, right?
Like I know. I hope so. I wish him the best, and I know that mm. it, you know, he does it. I would much rather see like my own child one day paying for something like that rather than a game for a PlayStation or something. And I think that's admirable, and hopefully you'll see more kids doing it.
Exactly. Well, congratulations to him and his parents. They've raised him well, no doubt. You've got an Iowa in this next story. An Iowa high school gives students PE credits for helping the elderly with yard work. Good job.
That's right. So an alternative learning center in Iowa, actually, you know, I just thought this was a great idea. So there's different ways to earn PE credits around the country. You know, you can do marching band or different athletics. But so in Iowa, they're letting teenagers go and help elderly people with their yard work. You know, especially like pulling weeds and just mowing grass and cleaning the gutters, whatever they need. So this is something, and they said that a lot of times the students may be not as excited to start off with, and then they see what they can do, and it's like it's giving them fulfillment, and then it's helping the community at the same time.
Exactly.
I think it's an interesting idea. I always love when people are able to combine, you know, a learning experience with helping the community, especially those who need it.
Yeah, when you think outside the box like that, that's great. You know, I think that's win-win for everybody. Now, this next story you got is a diver setting a world record for cleaning trash from the ocean floor.
That's right. So recently down in Florida where you are, mm-hmm. Deerfield Beach International Fishing Pier, had 633 divers come and clean, which actually set the Guinness Book of World Records. They were able to collect 1,600 pounds of lead in fishing weights alone. And you see more and more things like this because people are talking about doing things for the environment. You don't need the government necessarily to tell you to go clean up. You've got people who are willing to do it on their own, and you see volunteers all the time. I've seen a lot of movements like this recently where people are going and they're cleaning up unbelievable amounts of stuff. These are volunteers, and, you can do it with your own community. And I can't believe 633 divers. It's amazing to see the pictures of them all lined up. It's very interesting to check out.
Well, Sam, a lot of people don't understand how, people have this weird perception about the ocean, and they think it's one big receptacle for their trash and the things that are out there. In fact, when we were in Hawaii, we were in the big island, and a couple of our friends there are, their livelihood comes from the ocean, where they're taking people out in boats and all that sort of thing. And they were telling us about the animals there, the turtles especially, they get what they call bubble butt. And I said, bubble butt? What's that? And they go, well, because they chew up all these plastics and everything. And what happens, it just all gets impacted in their back end, and they're just loaded up with plastic on their back end, and they got bubble butt. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And they went on to explain just how rampant and how much plastic is out there and refuge. It's amazing. I mean, it's not only happening in the ocean, it's happening up in space as well. I mean, there's so much space junk running around up there. But, we don't see it. We don't run into it. We hear about it occasionally. We just think, it doesn't bother us. It's not an issue. But, if people have continued disinterest and disaffection of what's going on in our environment, what are we leaving behind for the next generation? Maybe not now, but down the road, it's going to be a major problem. And it already is a major problem in some of the waterways where you see the kind of trash that's out there. I remember seeing something where they were talking about like the size of an entire state of plastic just floating around out in the ocean. It might have been the Pacific Ocean that they were talking about when I was out west. But this is irresponsible, and people need to be aware of what's going on there.
Oh, absolutely. And you think about 1,600 pounds of lead fishing weight at this one pier in Florida. This one pier that's not all over the place. So it kind of blows your mind how much trash. I think it would really shock us if we realized how much trash had been littered into the ocean and like what an impact it made. And then people eat these fish and everything from the ocean. Not only does it break your heart to see that wildlife, but then, people are going to eventually be affected by consuming these animals that have been impacted by this litter. And I love to see people cleaning it up.
Exactly. Well, good for them. Keep up the great work. Hey, wrap it up real quick. We got about 30 seconds left. A Utah veteran turns 101, gets 5,000 birthday cards. Why not?
That's right. So he decided on June 8th, John Bray's family requested 101 birthday cards for his celebration. And they thought maybe at most they might get 500. He ends up getting 5,000 birthday cards from around the country. And every state sent him a birthday card in 12 different countries.
Well, thank you for your service. God bless him. Well, Samantha Mal, the good news girl. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, too, Bill.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease